This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Welcome to Out West Radio, a community-driven podcast built in the heart of Hamilton at Western Community Centre. We are webbing networks and creating safe spaces for ownership in our community. Whānau first, hapori first.
Morena te iwi, no mā, haere mai, and welcome to Out West Radio. You are here with me, Regan, and I am giving you the inside scoop of everything that is happening here out west at the Western Community Centre. We are based at 46 Hyde Ave, Norton. We have a mission statement to create opportunities and provide support that enhances the holistic well-being of the people in our community. A vision statement of thriving, vibrant, healthy and self-reliant communities, and we've got some values that we hold very dearly to us. So we're strength-based, respect, integrity, quality services, meaningful relationship, professionalism, and also honouring the bicultural journey of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. So yes, if you're just tuning in, I'm Regan. I am your community connector based here at the Western Community Centre. And it is just me on the decks today. My little friends and my buddies are all away, busy doing their other things at the moment. So you're jumping on with me, and I will give you everything that's happening here at the moment. So welcome back to our OG listeners. Thank you for always tuning in. And if you are brand new, welcome. We'll give you the hot scoop of everything that's happening here out west. So if you tuned in last week, we gave you guys the update I think a lot of you guys had been waiting for. Yes, we have finally started the build for the Youth Hub. So I thought I'll jump back onto that because we have had a lot of work that has been completed so far. We are rolling into week two of having the tradies on site with us at the moment. And if you have been to our building this week or last week, and you would have noticed half of our car park is blocked off at the moment because that is where a lot of the work is happening. And we've also got another part of our building further down the end that is blocked off to the public at the moment too, as that's where they're doing a lot of the renovations. So a massive, massive shout out to everybody that has contributed financially, donated items, purchased all the little goodies that we have in our reception area, who has purchased the fruit trees that we have had up for sale. We wouldn't have been able to do that without you guys. But also a big, massive thank you to our funders and everybody that has inputted with that financial side of things. So I did just want to give a big shout out to our funders, as we try to do this as regular as possible, because if we didn't have these people or these organisations or these groups here, we actually wouldn't be able to do what we would do and what we do for the community as frequently as we do. So a massive thank you and a shout out to the Lotteries Grants Board, Well Energy Trust, Len Reynolds Trust Waikato, Hamilton City Council, the Ministry of Social Development, Grassroots Trust, DV Bryant Trust, Internal Affairs, the Lion Foundation, the Tyndall Foundation, Gallagher Charitable Trust, Rotary Hamilton Central, and Rotary Waikato Sunrise. We have Nora Howell Charitable Trust, Go Eco, Cambridge Drainage and Earthworks, and Fraser High School, and everybody else in the community that has, made this work. And we are finally in that cool space where we get to see that. And also head over to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, follow our Facebook page. You will start to see the antics that we get up to with our colleagues, what we do around the building as we're slowly starting to show you guys what that is. And our awesome boss, Neil, has also done a bit of a video with a few of our rangatahi doing the voiceover of what it looks like in the room last week. So please head over there if you do want to see what that looks like, and keep a track on that. Follow our Facebook page, our Instagram page, and we do have a TikTok page too. So go over there, look at the antics that we get up to. And for the ones that aren't local and that listen to us, you'll get an idea of who we are, what we look like, and the stuff that we get up to. So we have just come out of the busiest time of most of our staff members run programs through the school holidays. So just recapping last week, that's what we had gone through, just a debrief of the school holidays, the 2 weeks. It was action-packed with our juniors, our youth. We had a luncheon. We also had learner's license. And then, yeah, straight after our school holidays, the build started with our youth hub. So we are construction zone at the moment and will be for a few months while that happens. But yeah, keep on track and we will let you guys know when the opening for that is and when to come in and have a look. But I did want to let you guys know that we have over 101 unique support services, activities, events and programs that are held here each year and available to the public from our community-owned facilities. So we do have two facilities, 46 Hyde Ave and 108 Grandview Road. And we have community information hubs. So we have Justice of the Peace here every Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 11. Citizens Advice Clinics Wednesday, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. We have the Family Court Navigators here fortnightly. So if you're needing to see them, and same as our Kāinga Ora Housing Support Manager, they're here monthly. So for these two types of services, please just give us a call just to make sure it's the right week that they're here with us. And just in case you haven't missed them, so get in contact with us beforehand so it saves you guys. We've got a whānau support worker, Hamilton Budgeting Advisory, so providing financial mentoring. And that is a Tuesday and Friday. So if you're needing an appointment for budgeting, you do need to make contact to Hamilton Budgeting Advisory Trust, as they are the ones that manage the appointments. We are just the location of the appointment. So if you're in this area and you're needing that support, just give them a shout and just ask if you can get an appointment at the Western Community Centre. We've got legal advice here Tuesday, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You do have to book, so please make sure you get in contact with us. We have acupuncture here Tuesdays, 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Please book in for those ones as well. We've got our outreach, Plunkett Outreach Clinic, so you do have to make contact to Plunkett, or if you're in the area and just say that you're wanting your appointment here. We have our fruit and veggie co-op bags, and they are packed fresh Wednesdays for you guys, and are available after 10:30 a.m. No need to order. However, if you're looking at getting more than, I'd say, 5 bags, so we're looking at 10 plus bags, just give us a call, especially if it's in the afternoon. We just want to make sure that we can cater to that amount for you guys. But if it's a small bag, 1 or 2, sweet as, come on in. I do know for our fruit and veggies this week, it was a big hit, very much a big hit this week. I do think we might only have 1 or 2 bags left. So please get in straight away. We do have some extras, so we do always buy extras to have, you know, if you guys are needing extra fruit or some new fruits that you haven't tried. I know this week we had dragon fruit, so that's pretty cool for a lot of people that haven't tried dragon fruit and wanting to try it. So yeah, fruit and veggie co-op bags. These bags are pretty much worth anywhere between, you know, I'd say about $20 to $30, depending on where you shop, for what you get. So you normally get about 3 veggies and 3 fruit in the bag that should last you for the week. We've got our Western Community Centre newspaper, which is done bi-monthly and delivered to 19,000 homes. And our most recent newspaper should be in the printers as we speak, and should be slowly delivered out to your guys' properties, especially if you live in the West area. Remember, delivered to 19,000 homes in the West area. So if you're new to the area, please make sure you get your newspaper, give us a yell. And we're moving into our programs and activities. So we have playgroups and children's programs, 50-plus events, trips, luncheons, activities. We've got some support if you're needing help with your power bill. So if you feel like you're paying a little bit too much for your power, or you feel like maybe you should move companies because you could get a bit better discount, please get in contact with us and ask for our energy navigator, Nahuia. She is an absolute whiz, and we'll be able to help you and make sure you're linked up with the right people. Just bear in mind, guys, it is a little bit different if you are with gas. But same thing, please just make contact with us and we'll get you linked up with the right people. We've got Toi Māori, so Māori art that happens and operates out of our other building, so 108 Grandview Road. And if you're wanting to look at those weaving classes or the Māori art classes, you do need to head to our Facebook page. There's a poster, there's a link there, and it gives you all the updates on when the next intake is, because this term has already been booked out. We've got our Out West Radio show is what you're tuning into right now, 11 a.m. on Free FM 89.0. And you can also download us on Spotify too. So if you've missed anything and you want to go back and hear it, just download it on Spotify and we'll really appreciate that. We've got youth activities, events, programs and leadership development, children's holiday and after school care programs. And we've got a lot of community education and training that operate out of our building as well. And moving into our facilities and services. So this is all the stuff that you guys get to access. So we have free public phone and computers, and they just sit in our foyer area. And if you're needing help to be guided to the public phone, just ask our amazing staff at reception. We've got the cheapest photocopying, printing and scanning, and I'm pretty sure it's still the cheapest in the Motu. We're talking 10 cents black and white, single-sided printing. So if you're needing some bulk printing with a really good quality, make contact with us and we can get that sorted for you. We've also hired out our venue. So we've had over 2,519 bookings each year, over 153 community groups, organisations, faith-based communities, education providers and clubs use our venue each year. It's also a great place for whānau gatherings and celebrations. We've got table and chair hire. We've also got a fair share market that happens the second Saturday of the month. So guys, as we're coming into the new month, this will be coming up very, very soon. We've got the crop swap, craft swap and the repair co-op. So it starts at 9 a.m, finishes at lunchtime. Be a great morning to swap your crops, get some craft swaps, and also get anything fixed that you need before lunchtime. We've also got regular 111 first aid courses, Go Eco Food Store, which is our free food store on a Thursday and Friday from 1 p.m. And all you need to have is a bag to collect your items, and you just need to line up on the side where the skate park is. You'll see all the chairs laid out for you guys. And we also get free meals, so the free hot meals Monday, Wednesday and Friday during the school term, and they're available to the public from 2:30 p.m. onwards. However, please be in mind that when Fraser High does have like teachers only days, or they'll have half days, or they've got something happening during the school time, we don't always get the opportunity to pick up the school lunches. So if you do live a little bit further away, just give us a call just to make sure we've got the lunches, and it will just help save you guys that, you know, the wasted trip or wasted money to get you anywhere or get you here to get that stuff. But that is pretty much like in a nutshell what we have going on here at the centre. So if you're looking at, you know, needing to hire a room for birthdays and stuff like that, get in contact with us. We're always keen to have people book in with us to hire our venue, and you guys get to see what it looks like through the weekends. We've also got this really awesome group, which is called the Norton Collective, the Norton Community Collective. And this was only just newly established. And it's got some really cool local leaders around, and it's just utilizing local relationships, strengths and connections to better our community and common spaces together. So they meet the first Thursday of the month. So next week, as it's the first week of August, they'll be meeting next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. And it begins with tea, coffee and kai, and then head into having you guys kōrero about how we could better our community and how we can all chip in together. So this Norton Community Collective have done already so much around our community and making the shared spaces more friendlier, more open and just a little bit more cleaner. So over at our Norton Mall, they have cleaned up the bushing area around where the car park is, the main car park. And we have also been, thank you to Mitre 10, who provided us some cherry trees. So our Norton Community Collective have planted cherry trees in the garden where those bushes are that they have cleaned up. So right now they're little small trees and we are looking forward to seeing them blossom. They've also done some cleaning up on the back part of the Norton Mall, where there's a little alleyway. So they've cleaned up all that space just to make it more open, make it more visible, and hoping that people access it a little bit more. So this group here has been doing so much, and we really appreciate when they get together and then have working bees. So if you head over to our Facebook page, follow the Norton Community Collective, you'll get the updates on when the next working bee is, what they're doing and how to be a part of that. If that is something that you are keen to do, please follow them like them, share their page around, and it is just filled with everybody that's in the community, just trying to make the space a little bit better for what we share with each other. We've also got another container down the back of our building that isn't our gym container. This is another container that's sitting in the car park, and it's for bike to sports. So bike to your sports games at Gallagher Hockey Centre, Discovery Park or Elliott Park, and be in the win, be in to win Ninja Valley passes. So how this works is, there's a few set dates. These dates have just recently passed, but we do have the container here up until August, where we have bikes stored in there. And they're hoping, what we're trying to do is just make sure that people can, you know, utilizing a different way of getting around to things, especially like sports. So you get to bike in and spin the winning wheel for the prize. So hoping, if you were lucky enough through those dates through June, that you guys were lucky enough to win some Ninja Valley passes. But for anyone that was wanting to know, that is what the container is down the back of our car park is for the bikes that have been donated and that they're looking at getting fixed and being able to share to people that need some bicycles. We've also got a really, another really cool group. And this group has expanded so much. This one is called Note to Self. This is a mental wellbeing support group. And this support group supports people like, so do you live with depression or anxiety, or feel like you're stuck, feeling a little bit lost, and you're just needing some support? Come down to the Western Community Centre every Thursday from 12:30 PM to 2 PM. This excludes school holidays, so only during the term. And it's free. And this is run by Andre Jackson, and he's absolutely amazing. The different types of tools, techniques, the way that he delivers it, it makes you feel safe. It creates that safe environment that you're looking for to be as vulnerable as possible. And this group has expanded. So it's really cool to see people wanting to look after their mental well-being. And we are here for that. You know, it's as long as you are good, then everything else in your life should hopefully fall into place. And just a reminder, we do have our free food store. I did mention that earlier. But remembering that happens here at the Western Community Centre every Thursday and Friday from 1 PM, and all you need to do is just bring a bag. And it is a luck of the draw what you get. It's rescue food from the supermarket. So it is still able to be used. It saves a whole heap of waste going into our landfill. You know, if you've got extra people coming into the home, or you've got extra people staying with you, it's a really good, you know, extra service that can just help you. You don't need to sign up for anything. You just turn up with your bag and wait in line till 1 o'clock. I am aware that we are in winter time, so if it is raining, please be aware that they will probably open up those doors just a little bit earlier so that people aren't just waiting in the rain for too long, okay? So just be mindful of that. Bring you some cover just in case, but we do have seats outside for you guys to sit down, because some people it is a little bit of a long wait. But I do know today they had some, you know, had bread, meat, veggies go out in there. Sometimes you're luckily enough to get some other goodies in there, but it is just luckily enough in what we get from Go Eco. So a massive shout out to Go Eco for supporting that too, and making it, you know, saving a lot of food going into the landfill that can still be shared around to people that just need that extra kai. We really appreciate the connections we have with Go Eco too, because Go Eco also provides us with our pruning workshops. And we've also just, you know, collaborated them with something new too. So I don't want to share that just yet, because I know we're still in the works of finalizing those details, but I do have an update with what that looks like, hopefully in a few weeks' time for you guys. So we also have a really cool event that's happening here tonight, and it has also been created by a local in our community, and this is called Battle of the Hoods. No, it is not what we're thinking. It is actually a dance battle. So they're looking at having some dance battles tonight here at the centre, and it is really... We're looking forward to this because it's going to take place from 6 PM to 10 PM. There's an event page. There's a give a little link. And so what it is calling all dancers, rappers, singers, graffiti artists, and any type of artists Any platform, any talent, your time to shine. And it looks like they've got a guest star coming. I don't want to give you the details. So you do have to head over to our Facebook page to find that. Remember, it's called Battle of the Hoods. And it is to show positive vibes only, respect, unity, and community. And it's also to make sure that, you know, we are aware lots of stuff happening out in public spaces and in our private life. So this is something to bring all of our young ones together, all of our old school artists and stuff like that, to come into one little area and battle out with all of the talents that they have. So please be mindful, if you are local, you live close to our centre, please be aware that that is happening here tonight at the Western Community Centre. And you're going to see quite a few people coming in. They might be, you might see matching teams. I did see a little promo video that they were shooting not too long ago that they have just aired out. So I'm really looking forward to the space. I know a lot of our locals are looking forward to this. You know, a few people that we know that are dancers that are going to join in. So, yeah, it's going to be a really action-packed fun. So if you're around, come on down, come and support all these young people, all these people that are wanting just to showcase their talent to the community, showcase who they are. And you know what? I think it will give you a different perspective of some of our young people, some of our people we have out in our community. Because, man, some of these people have got some really cool hidden talents. And yeah, just remember that we are just the location of this event. This is run by one of our local community members. She has gone over and beyond to get this up and going, and in such a short time. So, like I said, Battle of the Bands, calling all dancers, rappers, singers, graffiti artists, or any artist, this is your time to shine. Be there, be heard, and be legendary. So I think it's going to be a really cool night. Go in and support. And, you know, good luck to everyone that is going in there. And hopefully you guys get some cool stuff and, you know, make an absolute night of it. So it's going to be a really cool night, really cool gig. So get along there. And a massive, massive shout out to you, Tia, for getting that all sorted for you, for the people in our community, and trying to join all of our communities together in a harmonious way. So have fun tonight, guys, and I do hope that you know, you guys battle it all out and it looks really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing all the footage that comes from it, and all your guys' little reels. No doubt someone's going to post something on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, we're here for it, we're looking forward to it. And also, as we just as we're slowly, you know, finishing up for you guys today, I just wanted to mention we've also still got our free jiu-jitsu, kids jiu-jitsu classes with Kumara Kiwis every Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. You know, come on down, make sure you bring a drink bottle, might need a little towel, you know, just if you get a little bit sweaty, and come and have some fun. It's absolutely free. Doors open at 8:30, beginning straight away at 9 o'clock, and you make sure you've got to bring comfy clothes, clean shoes, and bring your whānau along so that they can join into that too. But what a really cool way to potentially dip your toes into something different for the kids. I know that a lot of our kids are really into some really cool things these days. So why not join it while it's free? We try to make sure that there is all sorts of services, programs, activities that all ages are, you know, assorted. So we've got like our junior programs for our little ones. We've got play groups for our babies. Then we've got support for our teenagers. We've also got wraparound services for everyone that's in between those age brackets. And we've also got dedicated groups for our older generation as well, so that they can still feel young at heart. We've also got our Woolly Club, our walking group. These are all little side services that are a part of the centre. And also, if you are a local or are moving to the area, or you know someone that's in the area, and, you know, feels like they just need a plug to put up their posters and stuff like that, come and see us at the Western Community Centre. You walk through our front doors and it is a rainbow of colour of pamphlets, brochures, posters. They are regularly updated, and we always make sure that when us staff members attend other meetings and other areas that we get updated brochures and pamphlets for the people in our community to be able to access. So we are your one-stop shop. We've got an entire wall as you walk towards our corridor that has all of the pamphlets, all of the brochures from many different groups. It's categorized in the different agencies. So if you're looking for transport or health, you're looking at children stuff, so it's all there. And if for some reason there is something we don't have something up there, please let us know. Just have a chat with Saf, our amazing receptionist. She has the ins and outs of everything, so please just let us know that. We're more than happy to put up your guys' posters and promote you guys. Just be a part of the center, join in with the center, tap in with the center, and we got you guys. So, as I am slowly finishing up with you guys, right now we are just moving straight back into the space of having our normal term stuff. So right now we've got after school care happening today. We've had our regular venue hires come in. We've got new inquiries coming in. Our free food store is operating today. We also get the free school lunches in this afternoon. And it'll be really good, you know, if you've got whānau coming over for the weekend and just need those little bit of extras to go into the freezer. The school lunches are handy. They're in small little containers and freeze super well. So make sure that you guys get into that so that you've got extra kai and don't have to suffer over the weekend. It's handy having those extra little parcels in the freezer, especially if you're just needing like a couple of things just to bulk up the food. And don't forget, guys, we still have fruit trees for sale. They're mandarin and or orange, and they're $33 each, and all proceeds go towards our youth programs. And that is pretty much us for this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you to our OG listeners. Welcome to our new listeners. And hopefully you guys tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. To listen to us, hear our antics, hear what we get up to. Normally there's a couple of us on the deck at the time, but at the moment, yeah, my mates are at the moment are all busy running programs and getting all the little tedious stuff sorted for the week. And also just a reminder, we do have our 50 plus trip coming up this coming month. So the 21st of August, we have the trip to Te Awamutu Theatre. And please make sure for those ones that have booked in that you have paid for your tickets. They are limited tickets. And so if you're wanting to go on the wait list, please give us a call. And if there is an availability that there is a ticket that comes up for you guys, then we will make contact to you, and it will be the luck of the draw who gets that phone call. But if you're wanting to get in for the next trip, that you need to attend the luncheon prior to it to find out what the details are. And remembering that the last trip is not until the end of this year, after next month. But that is me, your host Regan, signing out for the day. Thank you for tuning in, and I will catch up with you guys next week. See you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.